The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Rayner.
So in our Psalms today, we get a glimpse of what kind of behavior a righteous person engages in. Keeping in mind here that none of us are truly righteous. Jesus was the only one who was ever without sin. But we also know that to gain righteousness or wisdom is to live in fear of the Lord, per Solomon's Proverbs. So what is the path to such wisdom and fear of the Lord? Well, today, that is what the psalmist gets into. We're in Psalms chapter 1, verse 2, and this is a follow-up on yesterday's verse talking about the righteous person. And it says, "But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night." So that tells us that a righteous person delights in God's law. And when we think about God's law, it's usually about the Ten Commandments. And that really is a perfect blueprint for any of us to live by. In fact, most civilizations, millenniums later, are based in one way or another on the Ten Commandments, if we think thou shalt not kill, steal, covet, be jealous, etc. So you got that. But actually, God's law goes far beyond the Ten Commandments. You look at the New Testament, Jesus entering time and taking on the form of a human, and that understanding that he came to die for us, that is incredibly profound as well. But God's law, going back to just God's law in general, it keeps us on the straight and narrow. And if we meditate on it, as in keep it on the forefront of our minds, it's going to keep us out of trouble. What we think are simple things, like letting our eyes lurk too long on someone of the opposite sex and find ourselves starting to lust after them, well, that's actually a sin. And even this, if this is just with our minds, Jesus points out that thinking about someone, just thinking about them or looking at them, is as bad as the act of adultery itself. Now, unfortunately, the world and the media platforms throughout completely violate God's law. Most advertising is based on sexual appeal in one form or another. But when we have God's law in the forefront of our brains, it guards us against these different temptations that the world tries to suck us into. In fact, the encyclopedia of God's law, and more importantly, his revelation of himself to us, is found in the Bible. You read that, got things like what Jesus was telling us about adultery, and you meditate on that day and night, well, that's going to keep you out of trouble. So circling back into our original psalm, the righteous person delights in the law of the Lord and thinks about it constantly. And we can do this again by reading our Bibles and communing with God in prayer. And that should be something that we're always striving to do, not just for 30 minutes on Sunday. We should do that every day. Like the Word tells us, we'll find contentment. Contentment that is not found in the things of the world, but rather through God, which is beyond the world. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. Take care and God bless.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Rayner. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.